listening to KVMR FM Nevada City, KCPC Camino, and it's time for The Sages Among Us. What makes a community great? Most importantly, it's the people who live and work there and who are engaged in community life. The Sages Among Us focuses on these people, what they do and why they do it, and celebrates the leadership, time, and energy they bring to making a positive difference for all of us.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Kimberly Ewing, your host tonight on The Sages Among Us. And with me is Cassie Robertson, a local gal who spent many years working in hospitality in San Francisco, moved to investment banking, and mostly recently worked in operations at a boutique architecture firm in Portland, Oregon. She returned home to Nevada County in 2016 with a commitment to community, and particularly the arts and arts education for young people. Cassie serves on the board of the Nevada County Arts Council and Nevada County SCATE. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in French Literature from San Francisco State University. And upon moving back to Nevada County, she has been the Community Outreach Manager for the Bright Futures for Youth for 4 years now. She also is a very dear long-term friend of mine, meeting in the third grade in Nevada City schools in the 70s. Welcome, Cassie.
Thank you, Kimmy. It's delightful to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to finally get you on the stage. You know, there's just, we have this amazing community we live in, and there's just so many amazing humans here, and I'm just so glad we got you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
So when we talk about the sages and what that's about, is we always kind of talk about the backstory first, Cassie. So we talk about your childhood, which I grew up with you, but it's also fun to talk about your family. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about your family, a little bit about your childhood, and we're like, tell us a little bit about that part.
Yes. So my family moved to Nevada City in, I think it was like 1978, maybe. We came here. My dad actually worked at the old Alpha. So he actually found Nevada City through a job that was posted in the New York Times for Alpha about a million years ago.
And the Alpha building. You're speaking of the Alpha building?
No, the Alpha store.
Oh, the Alpha grocery store.
Not, it wasn't a grocery store. It was a combination hardware store, furniture store.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't obviously remember that. That's amazing.
I have very fond memories. They used to have like mining supplies downstairs, and they had like mercury just in a bowl that Will and I used to, that's my brother Will, just sort of like poke at, which is not at all carcinogenic, but you know. So that's what brought us here. And then my father has passed, but my mom and dad were very active with the Chamber of Commerce. Ultimately my mom was the French teacher at NU for eons.
Yes, she was.
Yes. And they both went on to be huge supporters of what the no longer existing Foothill Theater, but and Music in the Mountains and In Concert Sierra, and just really supporting the arts and the flourishing of the arts here locally.
It's true. I mean, I just saw your mom, Diane. A shout out to Diane Robertson, another sage, your mama. And I just saw her at the Sierra Poetry Festival. She's just always engaged and always saying yes to the arts. You're right.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So your family and your childhood, good memories. I remember you lived up in Cascade Shores or up.
We were
Cement Hill too.
No, they landed on Cement Hill, but I grew up on Red Dog Road.
Red Dog, right.
Yes, yes. And then our supervisor, Hardy Bullock, was just on the other side.
Of Red Dog.
Yes.
Oh,
on,
I love
on
it.
Cascade Shores, yes.
Yeah, there's so much history.
I know.
You know what I love too, Cassie, is people like you and people like Hardy. It's like we grew up here, we're raised here. And then we went away and did our lives and lived and got great talent and experience and then moved back to our community to give back.
Yeah.
That's really saying something, I think, about this community.
Yeah, I think there are so many returnees here, which is really, really wonderful to see. For me, it was, you know, my dad was sick, and I was actually deeply ambivalent about coming home. And the transition from Portland back to Nevada City was hard. You know, I was dealing with grief and taking care of my mom. But within, and there was this weird, I'm sure you felt this too, like there's this weird cognitive dissonance when you come home about like these layers of your childhood versus the present, which was very strange and disconcerting at first. But then, I don't know, I got involved with Music in the Mountains. I reconnected with all my people, and I couldn't be happier to be back. And I really couldn't be happier to be a productive member of our community, because I want it to grow and thrive too.
That's right. I mean, and that's the thing too, is I think that's the common narrative for a lot of people that return. Mm-hmm. That we want to have this place thrive for ourselves, but also for all the new community members, new and old, right?
Yes.
When you were younger, this is a fun question. Mm-hmm. So tell me, first of all, there's you and your brother, Will. Mm-hmm. Youngest or oldest? I know this question, but the audience may not.
I am the eldest daughter, okay. Yes. And my brother is 2.5 years younger than me. And he was a real pain in my you-know-what.
as I'm sure all the younger children are, the siblings, right? They're yes. always there. I was the baby, so yes. I guess I was that pain. but we love Will. And when you're younger, do you remember one of your childhood memories? Do you have a favorite toy or hobby or passion or something you wanted to do when you were a kid, when you grew up? Do you have any thoughts about that?
No.
None.
I don't really. I mean, when I'm sitting here thinking about being asked that question, and the first thing I remember is that I was a huge reader. So I spent the summers reading books while my brother was, you know, running wild in the forest. I didn't really have, like, wasn't into being an astronaut. And, you know, I don't really feel like I had like a master plan starting from a very young age. I knew I was interested in myriad things, but I didn't know if that would like ever materialize into a career. And it didn't.
Well, and yet being an avid reader definitely mm-hmm. gives you a lot.
Yes.
A lot of tools for your life and, yes. and the talents that you bring forward. What about, like, was there someone in your life in your formative years that really stands out for you, Cassie, that was a positive role model or an important source of inspiration for you?
Well, I'll just give a quick shout out to Mrs. Winiger, Sharon Winiger, who was our English teacher, AP English. She also is a reader and theater, as many of our community knows. And I just really, I loved her passion for teaching, even though it didn't really inspire me to want to be a teacher. But I really took a lot from from our friend group mm-hmm. growing up, and my parents, obviously. So I feel fortunate in, rather than a single human, having a multiplicity of people who were there and inspirational and in so many ways.
That's wonderful. Yeah, the more the merrier, I say. When you think back in your lifetime, Cassie, is there a watershed or pivotal moment you can pinpoint as to the reason why you're so deeply involved in creating a better community? It's a really big question, but
it's a big question.
It's a seed that sometimes does come through something that happened to you or something that changed for you. What is there anything like that you can think of?
I think I can provide two examples of that. The first was my family life. Civic engagement was really important and discussed at the family dinner table. It was always imparted to me that it was my duty to be a voter and to be a good citizen. And also, you know, it sounds so cliche and so Pollyanna-esque to see, you know, that by being better and modeling better, you can help create a better community. My second one, I would say, was I was living, you know, I was in my 40s. I was living in Portland, Oregon, and I had a great job and I had a great place to live, and I had a really, really supportive, wonderful group of people who I was friends with and am still friends with. But I felt a sense of purposelessness, and I was sort of casting about in my mind, figuring out, well, how can I direct? Where is this coming from? And how can I redirect? And I really felt powerless in a big city mm-hmm. where I didn't really have any connections to sort of lay that foundational groundwork. So I was, when I came home, it was really important to me to like endeavor to be, like I said before, a productive member of the community, but to really like, it's a lovely little place to live in. It has so much going on. It also has its fair share of issues and problems. So I feel like truly, if we work together, we can really make good things happen.
Right. And like you said, it's a smaller community. So your movements towards change can you can see them in your lifetime.
Yes.
And you can see them in front of you, which is very rewarding because civic duty and civic work isn't always easy.
No.
You know?
In fact, it's challenging.
Yes, it is. Yes. And as you know, we both work for nonprofits and that's challenging in itself.
Yes.
So, well, actually, let's talk a little bit about that. Now that you arrived back in Nevada County, can you tell me a little bit about why the arts for you?
The arts for me, because art matters. You know, I think that expression matters, and I think that that the culture around supporting the arts matters. I believe it contributes to economic betterment. I believe it contributes to more seats in restaurants. But personally, you know, I'm a would-be painter, or at least I am in my mind, and I love the visual arts. For my family, it was music. And as I've had greater being exposed to more and more classical music, my appreciation there has deepened and become richer. And I think my life is better for it. I'm also, you know, I'm as a reader, I love the written word. I love our theater. I remember being a kid and going to the Nevada Theater and just like the footlights and the stage lights. And it was just so, it felt so like big. And at that point in my life, I was like, you know, what's big? New York City, you know, this is
right. But it's our own little New York City here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is true. The arts have an economic impact, as we know, working for Nevada County Arts Council. And it's true. And also what brings the arts is it helps people bridge gaps.
It does.
And especially now more than ever, the arts help soften and so that we can see the humanity in all things, whether we're just a fan of it or that we're the doer of it.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree totally that, you know, a good piece of art or music or theater can bridge so many divisions. And I think that in the world that we live in, that's a uniter rather than a divider.
It can only help, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're just listening in, this is KVMR 89.5 FM. We're at the Sages Among Us tonight, and I'm your host, Kimberly Ewing, and we're talking with Cassie Robertson. She's moved back to Nevada County with all of her talents and experience, and she now works as the Community Outreach Manager for Bright Futures for Youth, but is also on the board of Nevada County Arts Council and the Nevada County Skate, which I want to talk about that one.
Let's do it.
If you think about the Nevada County Skate, tell me a little bit about, maybe that's one people don't know about so much.
It is, because it's practically brand new.
Is it brand new?
Yeah, it's a new 501c3 that was established last year. It was established because the city of Grass Valley received, and don't quote me on this, but rather a large chunk of change to put to outdoor recreation.
Lovely.
So many years ago, our friend Levy Bucknell had a huge hand in getting the original skate park built, but it's 25 years old and it's got a lot of wear and tear, and there's been just like these incredible innovations with technology and building new skate parks. So There's money there. However, there's things that that Nevada County Skate would like to do, and that is like put in a skate pad for roller skaters. So that we have equity there. Yeah,
that's come up again. So it's it sounds like a good fair offer.
Yes, and then also like a memorial wall, some art, better fencing. And lights, that's the most important and the biggest part that we need to fundraise for is the contract does not include lights. And we'd like it to be a safe space for young people and adults of all ages and levels of skating ability to come out and feel safe and be able to skate in twilight or in the evening.
That sounds so great. I mean, think about that. You're talking about a niche of people that want to do the skating of all sorts.
Yes.
And so my question to you, Cass, is, you know, you give so much to the community. What is it that you get back from all of this civic leadership? What is it that makes you keep coming back for more? Because we keep doing it. So what is it that that gives you worth from it?
Basically, it's fulfillment because then I get to live here and I get to enjoy the fruits of my labor. You know, when you asked me about the skate thing and I was thinking about it when we were kids and it was the 80s and the skaters were they never had anywhere to go and they were constantly harassed by the police. And frowned on by the as being hoodlums in general. Most of those kids were really good kids and went on to do really good things with their lives. And so, you know, having this place that is in conjunction with the city of Grass Valley and the Grass Valley Police Department is a really great sort of like, okay, you know, all that groundwork was laid and now all those hoodlums get to bring their kids to a safe place to like hang out that, you know, is, and it's, you know, it's great for, you know, we're all dealing with young people who are dealing with crazy weird levels of anxiety and social weirdness and all this stuff. So having an outdoor space that, you know, the kids can get their wiggle on or old people can get their wiggle on. And it, you know, I just think it's great for the community.
It's true. And you're so right in saying that it's inclusive. It's for everybody. And mm-hmm. even the police are going to be, you know, putting a big thumbs up. So it brings everybody again. The arts brings everybody together.
Yes.
Even skate arts.
Even skate arts. Yes.
So when you when I look at what you've done for Nevada County Arts Council, as well as the commitment for Bright Futures for Youth, tell me, what is a community outreach manager? What is it that is your job in general, and what do you love about it?
My job in general is to convey the message of Bright Futures for Youth, which is that we are an umbrella organization. And under that umbrella, we have three core programs and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Our first program, our sort of the thing that brought in my boss, Jen Singer, who is also an amazing human, is the Friendship Club. And that is a referral-based program for girls starting in about the sixth grade. And hopefully we have those kids from sixth grade through their high school graduation. And then after that, we have scholarship programs and like check-ins and just, you know, teaching those young people agency and helping them with tutors and all the things that all the tools basically that they need for their toolbox to have a successful adult, well, you know, life in general. Please reach out. We would love to share this space with you. It is a brand new youth center, mostly and the kids themselves had a big hand in the design of it. So we've got,
I love that,
a stage. We have a dedicated music room. We have a dedicated art room. We have all the things, all the video gamey thingies, and it's just really great. And we also, you know, I should say too that Bright Futures has a beautiful commercial kitchen, and we're putting out meals for about, I don't know, geez, 70 kids a day.
That's amazing, Cassie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that those two big items, you know, being unhoused and having food scarcity are like
huge.
Really huge right now.
Yes.
And so you're providing that for kids all ages up to 25.
Up to 25.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, what a service. And what three, you know, branches to talk about giving back to your community.
Yes. I mean, it takes a village, right? It takes a village, and it takes all the community members involved in the village to help these, usher these young people along towards a brighter future. You know, I feel like for me, it's a simple fact of paying it forward. I feel like I, you know, had so much privilege with my family and all the things that I got to experience. And I see the struggle, and the struggle is real. And I want to be able to give these young people the support that they need in really difficult times.
Absolutely. And it's so powerful. And what is one of your favorite parts of the job? Like, I've seen you everywhere at the Earth Day festivals. Yes. And the fairgrounds. You are literally out there outreaching, talking about it. You speak so well of it. You probably get in this like mantra version.
I do.
What's your favorite part of your job?
Well, I really enjoy being out in the community and talking at Bright Futures. But to be honest, one of my favorite things is just interacting with our kids.
Aw, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I get to hang out with them in the hallways and chat with them and find out how they're doing. And it's really, for me, it's deeply satisfying to make a connection with these young people.
I mean, what you guys are doing over there and what you do, Cassie, as a community member and giving back, like you said, paying it forward. One of the questions I always ask is, if you could wave a magic wand over our area, what would you change or improve? If we could say there's improvement, always room for improvement.
Yeah, I'd say there's always room for improvement. Before I answer that question, I will say that I've been in lots of rooms with lots of people, and many of us are having the same conversations. And I think one of the most wonderful things happening currently is people are having the same conversations without siloing themselves and not putting themselves into boxes. So I think that there's a real sort of coalescence of collaboration.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. And I think that, you know, I know that, you know, Bright Futures is engaged with all of our stakeholders, like the sheriff's office and the Grass Valley Police and our county executives. And it's really heartening to see that we're all sort of working together to the same goal. That makes me sound, again, like a complete type A Pollyanna, but I will also say that there are significant challenges. One of them we have already talked about is affordable housing, having enough jobs for young people,
right.
having so many of our young people are without any kind of decent transportation. So even if they got a job, how do we get them to the job? So there's lots and lots of hurdles to overcome yet.
But everybody's talking about it and working together.
I feel,
which
like,
is amazing.
I feel like that is really happening, and I think it is amazing. And it's just going to take time and money,
time and energy and money. But we have some of it.
Yes.
We are nearly out of time already, Cassie. I can't believe this. It's amazing. But if someone was listening right now, how could they get involved with Nevada County Arts Council or Nevada County Skate or Bright Futures for Youth? Can you tell us a little bit about, if we have listeners that want to do something, get into the, you know, involvement, volunteer, give back, donate? Tell us a little bit about, for each of those, how they could do that.
So I will say, I'll start with Nevada County Arts Council, and kudos to Eliza Tudor, our executive director, for creating a really, really comprehensive website that has all of the things. Do you want to donate? You can donate there. Do you want to learn about events? You can learn about events there. We do a creatives meetup once a month.
Right, the monthly thing.
Yes, it's, I think it's on the second Thursday or something like that. That's a great way to like meet other artists and get involved and meet other people in the community, I would strongly recommend coming out to one of those. Have a glass of wine, have a chat. And also you could become, I'm gonna push this 1 million times, because you can also become a member for, like, you know, start at $10 a month. Can you do $20 a month? Do that. Can you do 40? So it's a way to, you know, the bottom line is Bright Futures for Youth, Nevada County Arts Council, and the new one, Nevada County Skate, you know, we're all eligible for granting in some form or another, but most of us rely on individual donations from our supporters.
Right.
Moving on to Bright Futures, yes, we love volunteers. We love donors. We love to show off our campus. we also run the Cinderella project. So if you have a dress from 80s prom in your closet and you want to bring it, yes, we'll take that.
Or a tuxedo, because those are coming back.
I'll take a tuxedo and also stuff for dudes too. You know, right. Prom clothes are not just girls, they're also dudes.
Sure.
Again, our website's pretty comprehensive. It's bffyouth.org. Again, I will say one of the things that we love is monthly donations.
Like Kimmy, a sustainable member.
Yes, yes, like a sustainable member. And what that helps do is it helps us to be able to plan budget better. I know that sounds super boring, but what it does is increase our programming.
Absolutely. And you can do, just because I know, I started at $5.
Yes.
And I increase.
Yes,
when
did.
When I can.
Yes.
And it's $5 a month. I mean, that's like a coffee
a
month.
Yeah, it's a coffee.
Yeah.
Or like or $20 or whatever.
Whatever you can afford, really.
Yes.
And you can always change it.
It's true. You can always change it.
And hopefully always increase it.
Yes. Sustainability. And then finally, I'll just mention for Nevada County Skate, it's new, but if you have any interest in finding out more about Nevada County Skate, please reach out to Gus and Andy at Good Times.
Okay, great.
And Melissa Good Jarrett, times. we can tell you all about it and happily take your money.
Happily take your money. And it's exciting about this new facility that might be coming up.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Yes.
What's the work on that? What's the timing? Is that just now-ish?
Or? Sure. They just signed the contract with a new company that is specialized in building skate ramps. I believe it's sometime, don't quote me on this again because I'm just speaking out of my ears. I believe it's like sometime in November of 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's right around the corner.
Yes.
That's
again,
amazing.
Don't quote me.
Well, let's hope it's soon.
Yes.
Cassie, wow. What a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you, Kimmy.
I just love being able to share people's passion for this community, because it is a pretty special community of people like you. Any last final thoughts or anything you want to share as we wrap up our time together here on The Sages Among Us?
Can I share the story that I shared with you about third grade?
Oh, yeah. Do it. You got 20 seconds.
Okay. Kimmy had the most awesome, amazing mullet when we were in third grade.
Yes, I did. I rocked that mullet.
Thank you, Kimmy.
You're listening to The Sages Among Us. This is the risk you take when you bring your friends on. But Cassie Robertson, a sage, and we love you listening to us. I hope you have a very wonderful night. Enjoy your evening. It's a nice spring night. And thank you again for listening to KVMR 89.5. This is The Sages Among Us.